The mailers come in all shapes and sizes. Some are heavy on text, others rely on stark images. Campaign strategists say they hope people engage with these flyers for 15 to 20 seconds. So I asked art director Casey DuPont, who works at a major ad firm in the city, how long she spends.
No time at all. The time between it takes from the mailbox to the trash can.
So what's the problem? I hand DuPont a random stack of flyers sent out over the last month. She pulls out one for comptroller candidate Elliot Spitzer. At the top is a Rottweiler with a mouth full of $100 bills. And it reads, "We need a real watchdog as New York City's next comptroller."
Honestly, the only thing anybody's going to be looking at is the dog with the mouth full of $100 bills, which is kind of, like, strange and hilarious.
It catches her eye, at least. But will she read it?
They used a serif font as their headline font, which makes it really hard to read, especially because it's kind of like condensed into this giant block of text.
DuPont says this is actually a problem on a lot of these mailers. They pack too much text into a small space. She pulls out his opponent's flyer, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer. The front is a photo of a black man being stopped and frisked by a cop, with her gun visible on her waist.
That's very kind of like antagonistic in giant letters. It's only Scott Stringer wants true reform. So I guess, like, in terms of information hierarchy, Scott Stringer is really going with, like, attack first.
Political strategist Jeff Plout is a partner at Global Strategy Group and says attention spans are shorter than ever, and so bold headlines are key.
The window, it's a sobering window of voter attention that the direct mail has, but when you do it right, you can expand the viewing from about the 2 to 3 seconds on the first glance to a look, which is why the headlines, which drive the message points, become very important.
Plow says in the past, campaigns mailed massive packages full of materials and posters. Now, strong images dominate what are usually single-sheet mailers. He says direct mail is still the best way to target specific voter demographics. Flipping through this year's flyers, art director Casey DuPont pulls out a slim flyer for City Council Speaker Christine Quinn's mayoral campaign. DuPont likes the long, skinny shape. It stands out in a bundle of bills and magazines. As for the 5 photos of Quinn layered on top of each other like a pile of snapshots,
I've seen this device, the photo device, a million times before, so I think that's pretty cheesy.
DuPont says Quinn does have one thing going for her.
I don't mind the type treatment for her name. It's an interesting choice to have her first name is in all lowercase. I guess that makes her more approachable.
For comparison, DuPont pulls out Bill de Blasio's flyer, the public advocate who's been leading the Democratic mayoral polls.
Okay, well, where do I start? Jeez. It's a single half sheet of paper, and it's really kind of like thin and flimsy and glossy. It looks like a coupon page that you would get in, like, the Daily News or something.
There's a lot of text and tiny photos. DuPont doubts any casual viewer would take the time to read it all.
I will say the one good thing about it is that, you know, the social media stuff is at the bottom and easily located, but not, like, overpowering.
Political strategists say the social media component is key to mailers these days. Anything that gets voters online, where the campaigns can hit them with multiple messages, is a success. That is, if they don't dump the mailers in the trash first. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.